AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A day after winning the Iowa caucuses, Donald Trump is in court in New York today for a trial over how much more money he owes writer E. Jean Carroll for denying he sexually assaulted her in the 1990s and accusing her of lying about her claims.
E. Jean Carroll got a warm welcome from supporters in front of federal court in Manhattan. Some thanking her, calling her brave. Trump went in a special entrance with Secret Service. Tuesday marks day one of jury selection with opening statements to follow in what is essentially a second penalty phase of a legal fight Carroll has already won. In May, a different jury awarded her $5 million, finding Trump sexually abused her in a department store dressing room in 1996, then defamed her 2 years ago, claiming Carroll made it up. The Republican frontrunner for president, who just won the Iowa caucuses, continues to deny the charges and is appealing the first jury's verdict. Julie Walker, New York.
Off his second place finish in Iowa, Ron DeSantis says the country needs new viewpoints in the White House.
I have no interest in facilitating the managed decline of this country. I want to reverse the decline of this country. I want to put us on a new path. And we need a new birth of freedom.
Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says he's out of the GOP presidential race. He finished sixth in Iowa. Rex Huerman, the man known as the suspect in the Gilgo Beach killings, was accused on Long Island in the death of a fourth woman. A top Federal Reserve official says he is increasingly confident inflation will continue falling this year back to the Fed's 2% target level after 2 years of accelerating price spikes. Sources tell the AP Philadelphia Eagles center Jason Kelce has told teammates he intends to retire after 13 NFL seasons. This is AP News. What are the GOP presidential candidates doing next now that the Iowa caucuses are over?
Now what? What are the GOP presidential candidates doing now that the Iowa caucuses are over? Donald Trump won big at the GOP caucuses in Iowa.
Well, I want to thank everybody. This has been...
Tonight, he's expected to rally supporters in New Hampshire. Ron DeSantis finished a distant second to Donald Trump in Iowa. DeSantis is visiting conservative stronghold South Carolina today. And then New Hampshire, which will hold the first in the nation primary on January 23rd. And then there's Nikki Haley. She finished behind Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. She is eyeing New Hampshire.
When you look at how we're doing in New Hampshire, in South Carolina, and beyond,
she says her campaign has momentum. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
News This Hour, sponsored by Community First Bank, first for you. Today, a high of 3 degrees. For tonight, -8. A few clouds and bitter cold again. Variable clouds on Wednesday and 12. The wind chill advisory will remain in our area until 9 o'clock Wednesday morning. Also for Wednesday night, 3 below zero, that is. For Thursday, 11 above. Friday, a high of 12. Right now in Richland Center, west winds are at 8 miles per hour, making the wind chill around 16 below. The actual reading, well, we've made it to zero right now with some nice sunshine.
WRCO 100.9.
Just like a dream, when I whisper that I love you, and you say it back to me, I got you. just you and me tonight. And baby, you're leaning for a kiss. And I know, and I know, and I know that it don't get better than this. 'Cause I got you for the rest of my days. In the sun on Sunday morning or the pouring rain. I got you for the rest of my life. And if all else goes wrong, baby, I'll be alright. 'Cause I got you.
WRCO Radio Zero, a big fat zero here once again at the WRCO studios, and some nice sunshine. Got to put the shades on again today. I never know where I put them, and when I do find a pair of shades at work, I put them on the car seat and then wind up sitting on them and breaking them. So, oh well, need to get me some clip-ons, I think. They really look cool. Here's Sammy Kershaw.
I got bills up the pike and my car's an umbrella. I get Chevrolet pay, but I got a big smile. But my little baby loves me Cadillac style. Well, I don't have a condo in Panama City.
the sun and the moon. One's going down too early, one's coming up too soon. Hands on my old clock, tell me once again that I'm falling behind. There's too much to do and not enough time. Keeping up, I'm moving as fast as I can. Keeping up in a circle that never ends. I can't stop, like it or not, I'm stuck. It's running me to death and I'm out of breath. No such thing for me as a 9-to-5. It takes more sweat than that just to get us by. It's like I'm chasing my own tail, 'cause Monday morning starts another stressed out week. The world is breathing down my neck, I can feel the heat. Keep it up, I'm moving as fast as I can. Keeping up in a circle that never ends. I can't stop, like it or not, I'm stuck. It's running me to death and I'm out of breath. Keeping up. By the time we make ends meet, there's not much left for you and me. And no job security, it sure makes it tough. Like it or not, I'm stuck. It's running me to death and I'm out of breath. Keeping up, I'm moving as fast as I can. Keeping up in a circle that never ends. Keeping up, I can't stop. Keeping up, like it or not. Keeping up, I'm moving as fast as I can. Keeping up.
Alabama, just keeping up. That's all you can do. At least we're not keeping up, trying to keep up with all the snow shoveling. I think we shoveled about 6 times last Friday. But nonetheless, a reminder from our programs. We're coming up news, weather, and sports at 11:30 today. And a check of community calendar as well. We'll have that for you right here. Tony Orlando is doing a farewell tour. Orlando, who is 79, will finish his run in Las Vegas this weekend before hitting the road one last time. His last concerts will be at Mohican Sun in Connecticut, coming up on March 22nd. And Elton John secured the last piece of his trophies last night. His Elton John Live Farewell from Dodger Stadium special won the Emmy for Outstanding Variety Special. John already has 5 Grammys, 2 Oscars, and a Tony. John says he's incredibly humbled to become an EGOT winner. He says the journey to his moment has been filled with passion, dedication, and the unwavering support of the fans all around the world. So he has the Emmy, the Grammy, the Oscar, and now the Tony as well.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support you and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start the journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I am the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with the other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st of 2024. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January January 25th and Friday, January 26th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. You may register online and sign up for a screening appointment by following two links located at the Ithaca Public Schools website, ithaca.k12.wi.us. You can also find Ithaca Public Schools on Facebook. When you arrive for your child's screening appointment, you will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While your child is working with our school staff, parents will have the opportunity to meet with reading specialist and instructional coach, Andrea Newkirk, and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If you have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513. Additional information and forms will be sent to you prior to screening. We look forward to meeting you and your family at 4K screening.
Football games this weekend. The Texans play the Ravens, the first game on Saturday at 3:30. That'll be shown on ESPN and ABC. The Packers and the 49ers then at 7. That can be heard on WRCO Radio, coming up with a pregame at 5 Saturday. It's also available on Fox. And Sunday, the Buccaneers and the Lions will kick off at 2 o'clock at NBC, followed by the Chiefs and the Bills on CBS and Paramount+. Championship Sunday the following Sunday as well. Now, we'll see how it goes. Somebody asked me, how confident are you? And I said, you know, I've not been confident the last many games for the Packers, so I want to stay that way. I don't want to get to the point where I'm like, yeah, I'm confident. You know, then they let me down. So I think I'm just going to keep, and I'm superstitious too. So about the time where I think, yeah, they're going to do it, they got a chance, I'm thinking, no, I'm going to be down and kind of pessimistic, and then, you know, we'll see what happens. As the number 7 seed Packers play the number 1 seed 49ers, this marks the third time in the past 5 seasons that these two teams have met in the postseason, with Kyle Shanahan 49ers going 2-0 against Matt LaFleur and the Packers. I still maintain that loss 2 years ago to the 49ers at Lambeau Field, when the Packers had number one seed and they had everything going for them, and they lost, what was it, 10-7 or 13-10 or whatever ridiculous score it was. I still say that's one of the losses to me that hurts the worst. I mean, there are others, but that one, where you could only score one touchdown, and our special teams, as I was complaining about the whole year that year, the special teams are going to lose it for us, and they eventually did. So, oh well, it would be sweet revenge, though, but nope, can't be confident. Nope, got to stay the same. Here's Kane Brown and Caitlin Brown.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your love, 'cause you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you. Thank God. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving.
There's always a down. First I'm holding your hand and we're on the boardwalk. It's heaven right here on these streets and these docks. But the sun keeps setting, the days go fast, and the sand on the beach is like an hourglass. And I can just feel it all slipping away. And babe, I can already say that as long as I live, whatever I do, as great as it is, you know what's a bummer. I ain't ever gonna be this summer with you. Maybe it's true. The taste of your kiss is so bittersweet. I ain't gonna beat, no way I'm gonna beat this summer with you. Before you know it, it's all gonna stop. They'll be rolling up windows and putting up tops. Find a tan line anywhere. Maybe I know that it ain't over yet, so let's make the most of what we have left. But it's hard living for this moment we're in, and knowing it's all gonna end.
Just nice to have a summer song on the radio, we can imagine, anyway. Coming up, our news, weather, and sports update from the WRCO newsroom, and we'll have an update as well on Tony's latest weather forecast. No big revelations, it doesn't look like, but, you know, it's still nice to read out about a week or so as we get up to maybe even back to freezing by next Monday. Right now it is zero, and this is Jelly Roll with Lainey Wilson.
Smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. shattered my hopes and my dreams. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my
time is 11:30, and it is zero in Richland Center.
Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Succession and The Bear took top honors at the Emmy Awards.
Succession won Best Drama Series for a third time. Because the Hollywood strikes delayed the Emmys 4 months, The Bear won for Best Comedy Series for its first season, 8 days after it won the Golden Globe for its second season. Quinta Brunson's win for Lead Comedy Actress is the first time a black woman has won since Isabel Sanford in 1981. Kieran Culkin, who won Lead Dramatic Actor, says he really has been asking his wife about having a third child.
Instead of just talking to her in private like a human, I just blasted her on stage, which was very rude.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Elton John has achieved EGOT status. He won an Emmy last night for Best Variety Special Live for Elton John Live, Farewell from Dodger Stadium, a 3-hour concert documentary that streamed on Disney+. It means Elton John has now won Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Awards. I'm Ed Donahue.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. In girls basketball tonight, Ithaca will be at DeSoto and Toma at Mauston, Barneveld at Highland, River Valley at Darlington, Dodgeville at Sauk Prairie, Hillsboro visits Cashton, Seneca at Viroqua. In boys basketball, Ithaca at Waseca Steuben, DeSoto at North Crawford, Lafarge visits Seneca, Bangor at Waniwak, Nisida at Hillsboro, Brookwood at Alma Center. It's also Riverdale in action at home against Darlington and Mineral Point at Iowa Grant. Cuba City visits Boscobel. Platteville at Edgewood going on this afternoon, and Wisconsin Heights at Richland Center this evening. All a part of the Packers' last few games, a much improved defense. Joe Barry's defense has improved. Matt LaFleur commented on that yesterday.
Couldn't be happier. I know what Joe Barry's all about, and just in terms of the resiliency, and you know, there's tough moments, and there's tough moments in every season. I just felt like I know what we have in him, and was confident that if anybody could kind of right the ship, so to speak, it was him.
The Badger men's basketball team gets back to action tonight, traveling to Penn State for a Big Ten conference game. Tip-off time is set for 8 p.m. Wisconsin is looking for its sixth straight victory over a conference opponent. And Dwayne Wade is donating $3 million to Marquette just over two decades after leading Golden Eagles to their last Final Four appearance. Marquette announced the gift on Monday as the Hall of Fame guard attended the 17th-rated Golden Eagles game with Villanova. Wade's gift will grow the school's summer reading program for Milwaukee children, establish a Wade Scholars Program benefiting low-income students, and support a future expansion of the university's Athletic and Human Performance Research Center. That expansion will include a new practice facility for the men's basketball program. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports. The annual Making a Difference Awards will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, beginning at 6:30. Come and honor those individuals and organizations that make Richland County such a great place to live. You can find out more at richlandrejuvenates.org. Tickets are available at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center. For the rest of today, a high of 3, partly cloudy and cold this afternoon. West winds at 10 to 20. A few clouds and bitter cold tonight. 8 below zero. Variable clouds, not quite as cold Wednesday, and a high of 12. A wind chill advisory through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning for wind chills as low as 25 to 35 below zero, potentially. Southwest winds are at 10, and currently it is zero. Community calendar for today is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. Second Harvest food pickup in Boscobel today is canceled. Bauer, Gunnell, Dalton, VFW Post 2267 will hold its monthly business meeting tonight at 7 at the American Legion Post 13 Hall in Richland Center. All Post 2267 members are encouraged to attend or those eligible to join. The Bloom City Town Meeting will be held on Tuesday. Vernon County Over 50 will host the History of Tri-State Breeders with Roger Hansen coming up on Wednesday at 2:15. Learn about one of the largest employers in Westby. The program will be held at the Bethel Home Fellowship Hall in Viroqua and Zoomed to Ontario, Viola, and Reedstown Public Libraries. Call Over 50 Lunch and Learn at 262-384-0082 for more information. The town of Orion in Richland County will have its regular monthly board meeting the third Wednesday of each month at 5:30, including this week at 29135 County Highway O. Agendas are posted on all three posting boards in the town. For information, contact Clerk Diane Pardoon at 608-647-3578. The Brewer Public Library will have preschool story time at 10:30 Thursday. It is open to all young children. No registration is required. Town and Country Sanitation will be picking up both garbage and recycling this week. If you have any questions, contact Town and Country Sanitation. Free milk and cheese will be available at Park Street Christian Church Saturday at 9:30. Please use the Seminary Street door. There will also be free baby items, including diapers, at the Lamb's Closet located at Park Street Christian Church at the Park Street entrance. Driftless Board Games is hosting strategy board games Saturday from 10 until 1 at the Brewer Public Library. A variety of games, such as Settlers of Catan, Exploding Kittens, and Ticket to Ride will be available, but feel free to bring your own to share with the group. If you're new to a game, someone will teach you how to play and bring you up to speed. Anyone who wants to play board games is invited to attend, and feel free to invite your friends. Kinship invites everyone to a party Saturday at 12:30 upstairs at the Brewer Public Library for Squeak Barrett, a volunteer who passed away November 28th. There will be cake, ice cream, and music, while memories will be shared. The Knights of Columbus Council 3492 will host bingo Saturday night at 6:30, and the Boaz Lions Club Pancake Breakfast will be Sunday from 9 until noon at the Boaz Community Center. Menu includes pancakes, sausage, applesauce, and choice of juice, milk, or coffee. Cost is $10 for adults, $6 for children ages 5 to 10, and children under 5 eat for free. All proceeds go to the Boaz Lions Club Scholarship Program.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelinek. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
22 minutes before 12 o'clock noon. A big fat zero on the temperature gauge today. The Words Floor and Home temperature gauge, right there, even zero. 9 mile an hour winds. Put the ear flaps down if you're going out for recess today. Here's Katie Linnendahl.
Were those neon signs or just your blue eyes? Lighting up the pavement on a Nashville night. Gave me that James Dean winking. Starstruck feeling. How could I know you were just acting when you're acting so extra, extra? Read all about it. Your name should be in lights. Ain't no doubt about it. I bet you, bet you. You pour it day down it, drinking up them lies like you ain't just clowning. You extra, extra. Read all.
How's it been since you got out of Tennessee? How's the weather up there? How's your family? Hey, Montana, I'm just down here trying to shake those memories. The time we came so close to making history. Montana, I just called to say I miss you and I hope you're doing fine. I know I'm probably not on yours, but you're steady on my mind. I hope you wrote that book and that thing took off from there to Alabama. And I hope God gives you all you ever wanted while you're up there in Montana. Montana, I keep seeing all your pictures on my phone, but you look happy to be back where you came from.
Hayes, Montana. In a few months or a few years on down the road, hope you remember me. But even if you don't, I'm still going on. So call and say I miss you, and I hope you're doing fine. I know I'm probably not on yours, but you'll stay on my mind. I hope you wrote that book, and that thing took off from there to Alabama. And I hope God gives you all you ever wanted while you're up there in Montana. Hey Montana, if it turns out you ain't where you wanna be, just know you're always welcome back to Tennessee. You here with me? Hey Montana.
I'm gonna let you go and walk away like every day I said I would. And tomorrow I'm gonna listen to that voice of reason inside my head telling me that we're no good. But tonight I'm gonna give in one last time, rock you strong in these arms of mine. Forget all the that are bound to follow. We're like fire and gasoline. I'm no good for you, you're no good for me. We only bring each other tears and sorrow. But tonight I'm gonna love you like there's no tomorrow. I'll be stronger, not gonna break down and call you up when my heart cries out for you. And tomorrow, you won't believe it, but when I pass your house, I won't stop, no matter how bad I want to. But tonight I'm gonna give in one last time, rock you strong in these arms of mine. Forget all the that are bound to follow. We're like fire and gasoline. I'm no good for you, you're no good for me. We only bring each other tears and sorrow. But tonight I'm gonna love you like there's no tonight. I'm gonna give in one last time, rock you strong in these arms of mine. Forget all the regrets that are bound to follow. We're like fire. I'm gonna leave here. Yeah, I'm gonna let you go and walk away like every day I said I would.
Chris Young, that's tomorrow on Country and Community, WRCL, but we played it today, actually. And we're at one above. That's some good news we can tell you about today. So we're enjoying that. It sounds better, even though it isn't a lot better than a couple of degrees ago when it was one below. But one above with winds around 9 today at WRCO Radio. The nice thing, too, I can leave my frozen meal in the car. Don't have to worry about it. It's fine.
he's got a trailer on the county line, satellite dish working overtime, watching those movies on a 30-inch screen, dreaming about places that she's never seen. She's in the diner by 5 o'clock, playing Elvis on the old jukebox, staring out the window at nothing in sight, as he sings, "Are you lonesome tonight?" Every time some stranger walks in through that door, she can't help but wonder if he's the one that she's been waiting for. It's a love story in the making, something that was meant to be, a heart patiently a dime. 7 long years he's been rolling on, wondering if he'll ever call someplace home. Lately he's been thinking it'd be kind of neat to have somebody over in the passenger seat, another shoulder for the heavy load. Lately it's been such a lonely old road. Up ahead in the distance he sees the diner sign, shuts her down and walks inside. It's a love story in the making, something that was meant to be, a heart patiently waiting for a little bit of destiny. A sweet love story is all he needs.
Linda Davis on Country and Community WRCL. Well, I'll be making my way out toward recess since I got a good grade on my paper this morning, and we'll get a little fresh air. We'll be back your way with high school boys basketball tonight. Wisconsin Heights at Richland Center, our featured game from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show around 7:15. That's opposite Badger men's basketball on WRCE, FM 107.7 at AM 1450. Otherwise, I'll be back your way bright and early tomorrow morning to get the... well, maybe some chores started. We'll see. Right now, taking us toward the afternoon, Scotty McCreery.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on the street, looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Our break turned into broke up. Silver Oak 1998.
It's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Our break turned into broke up.
Truck.